All right, so this next module is a little bit on the heavier side. This one is the way I want to frame this is thinking about the fact that life is worth living, right? That's the way I want to think about this. And within that is the really hard stuff around suicide and self-harm. And I don't think I could do a self-help course around depression without addressing this topic. It's an integral part of the battle with depression. And if you're there and you're in it, you know that. My guess is that you're here because you want help and you want to figure out a way forward, right? You would love to see your life and live that life free of depression, the way I know that you can. And I think sometimes, as I've talked about in lots of other parts of this course, right? Sometimes we have to pull it in, right? Pull in those feelings and be there with them and feel them and be present with them, acknowledge them before we can fully sort of process and do what we need to do with them and then move forward. Right, so we can push them aside. So I'm hoping that that's what this is going to be, and also that this is going to give you a chance to, well, one, get it out, right, and just really sort of acknowledge it for yourself. I think that can be really reassuring. I think there's a lot of fear and a lot of shame that we can carry around this topic. It's not uncommon though. Right. The other thing I really want to, well, a couple of things, right? I really want to encourage you to do that check-in with yourself. And if this is going to be too much, then, maybe you want to reach out to somebody and seek out your support and talk to them, and opt out of this module. That's 100% okay, right? None of this is all self-paced. This is all for you. And if this is not going to help you, then, recognizing that and skipping it and moving on to the next section or just coming back to it another time is definitely recommended, right? So you know yourself best. You are the expert on yourself. And really, truly find your supports. Maybe it's worth just sort of talking if you're doing, however you're doing this course, maybe you're doing it in conjunction with therapy. I would love to think that, this is going to support that work, and this is definitely a good way to talk about it with your therapist, right? I think that's a really hard thing in and of itself, is to just acknowledge that these feelings are there. Again, there's a lot of shame and a lot of fear. I think our world today is more open and prepared to acknowledge the feelings around suicide and self-injury that come up. However, it's still a pretty heavy topic, and that's, very dependent on a lot of cultural factors and so on. So we're going to talk about the warning signs, the continuum of suicide and self-injurious behavior, how you can choose life and creating your own 5-year plan, and then the signs of hope around you, which are there. We just have to be able to find them and see them. So the takeaways is having that real understanding of suicide and self-injurious behavior. And I would say, in addition to that, even more important is just to acknowledge it. Let's just acknowledge that it's there. And then let's, think about what we need to do with that. So again, that's where it might be really important for you to have someone to sit down and talk to about this. How it relates to depression, again, do you need more help? I'm going to be asking you that throughout this section here. How can you choose life and be more engaged in your life? And then finding the signs of hope around you. The phone number on the bottom there is a crisis line. There's a texting line. There's also a phone number. So, you know, they are available, and it's worldwide. It's available worldwide. So it might be more comfortable just to send a text, or you can call the emergency phone number. Lastly, I just want to say too that you are here for a reason, and you are here because you do choose life, right? You want to live a life free of depression. And so that's another really important point here. So yeah, we're gonna build on that, and we'll go from there. Okay.